Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
The Reverend Al Green, ladies and gentlemen, welcome back. Reverend Al's bringing us back there, 7 till. I'm Jim Blasingame. Thanks for staying with me. Hope you check out my website when you get a chance, smallbusinessadvocate.com. I mentioned that survey a minute ago, that poll question on banking. You can still weigh in on that out there on the homepage if you want to and give us your thoughts. We'd like to know what you think. Having a great visit with our good friend Gary Moore, the author of Faithful Finances 101, financialseminary.org, right, Gary?
Right.
That's your website. So check it out. But also your Templeton book. Can they still get your Templeton book?
Oh, yeah, sure.
Folks,
then go to Amazon and get it.
Buy that book. In fact, let me tell you something. And if you trust me at all, go there, find that book, buy two, because you're going to read it and want to give one away. And you're not going to want to give them your copy. So do that, please.
Now you're talking about spiritual investment.
Yes,
Jim.
From the words
make
of Sir
sure
John.
Make that clear.
From the words of Sir John Templeton, still one of my favorites. You should see my copy. It's got yellow sheets sticking out of it. It's dog-eared. It's ragged. I wish my Bible looked like that, Gary. But anyway, okay. I want to talk about capitalism, Gary, because I'm going to make a statement, and I want to know what you think about this. I believe that the capitalism in America is ill. I think it's got some problems, some defects in it that's emanating from Wall Street. I believe capitalism as is practiced on Wall Street has become the enemy of the capitalism that made this country great. What do you think?
I agree, Jim. I call it management capitalism. The other forms of capitalism are shareholder capitalism.
Yep.
Milton Friedman taught
investor capitalism, right. Mm-hmm.
The only thing anybody should do is increase the share price for the shareholders. I've always disagreed with that, believing in what I call stakeholder capitalism, which is companies have to take care of their employees as its only common
sense.
And their customers and their suppliers.
Right.
It all works together.
That's
Jim.
Right.
Very
That's exactly right.
Approach.
I would
what
rather...
What we have today, Jim, is management capitalism.
Right.
They don't take care of their employees. They don't take care of their customers. They don't take care of their suppliers. The only people benefit, not the only, but in many cases, the only people benefiting from a lot of this stuff is the management of our large corporations.
You know, I hate seeing, this has annoyed me for 30 years, seeing a business's mission statement. And it talks about how they're devoted to maximizing the value of their shareholders.
Yes.
And never a mention of customers.
No.
And
it's always
seemed weird to me that they would do that. So a week before last, I was at the launching of a new direction for a company called Insperity, which full disclosure, one of our sponsors. But I wish you could go see their mission statement. I was so inspired by it because. The mission statement had the word community in it five or six times.
Well, that's what we need. We don't need socialism, Jim. We do need community back involved in this. And the community is you and I and customers of companies like Bank of America. But I sent you an article that almost the day that they declined my son's mortgage on spurious grounds.
Right.
Due to incompetence and I don't know how to describe it, Jim, financial hell. But they literally, the Financial Times, the same day, had an article about how Bank of America's management, all the SEC wanted to do was let us shareholders vote on whether to protect Bank of America management from declines in house prices. And they've been doing that, guaranteeing that their own management won't lose money on houses
right.
as they're foreclosing on our GIs overseas.
They fought
it harder than any company in America, according to the Financial
Times. Well, these are employee benefits that they're offering their employees, their management. And if it costs the company, it costs the shareholders. And that's the reason
why... Well,
that's
the point. The article in the Financial Times said Bank of America will bear that expense. It's not Bank of America that bears that expense.
It's the shareholders. Yeah.
It's the shareholders.
But back to capitalism, this one company is not the problem. It's the system. We have a system now that owes fealty to the 90-day, to the quarterly conference call, to the analysts. And I'm telling you, that one mechanical requirement that we seem to have fealty to is hurting capitalism as we know it. And I think it's going to hurt the country if we don't find a way to fix this.
Well, and I'll tell you the way to fix it, Jim. Somebody the other day said the oil companies would continue gouging us because they know we have to have gas. But yeah. They said all we have to do is, in essence, avoid Exxon, as it's the biggest, and eventually it will have to treat us right as customers.
Well, you know
and
what?
Then
social media,
other
will,
companies
social will. Media will help make that happen if people get organized around that thing. Hey, Gary, thanks for being here. Good job today, as always.
All right, buddy.
We'll
take
see
care.
You next time. Got to go for this hour. I'm Jim Blassingame. Stay with us. We'll be back after the news.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.